WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A federal appeals court has upheld Maryland's ban on 45 kinds of assault weapons, as well as a 10-round limit on magazines. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals called the banned assault rifles weapons of war and ruled that they are, quote, not protected by the Second Amendment. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch led the push to pass that law in 2013. He praised the ruling yesterday, describing it as very strong. A young boy has died in a house fire in Lorton. Four adults got out of that house on Arcade Street with non-life-threatening injuries last night, but rescuers later went in and found the boy's body. Firefighters arrived to find a fire in the garage of the home and thick smoke all over the house. Two family pets also died in that fire. The unusually warm winter we've had does have its consequences, the pretty ones like the cherry blossoms, but the ugly ones like your stuffy nose.
The average is about April 4th, probably looking sometime before that.
Mike Litterst in the National Park Service, as you might expect, keeps records of these things. The earliest recorded peak bloom date was March 15th, back in 1990.
Still a little too far out to make any sort of educated, accurate guess. We'll make the peak bloom prediction on March 1st.
Generally warm winter correlates with warm spring and high pollen counts, a little bit of misery for allergy sufferers.
Allergist Dr. Henry Fishman says the traffic started early in his office.
Already started. People have been complaining of itchy eyes, stuffy nose, and sneezing.
Though he says less snow and rain may lead to less pollen in the long run. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Trump administration has unveiled sweeping changes in immigration enforcement policies. Any immigrant who's in the U.S. illegally and is charged or convicted of any offense or even suspected of a crime will now be considered an enforcement priority. That's according to memos signed by Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Well, for conservatives, it's one of, if not the, biggest events of the year, and it's kicking off today at National Harbor.
CPAC is getting underway at a time when the Republican Party is riding high, and Matt Schlapp, who chairs the American Conservative Union, says events like this keep the momentum going.
After November's election, we have the responsibility of the mantle of government, and so we're going to talk about what we need to get done.
Among the long list of speakers will be President Trump on Friday morning.
It's important to remember, we haven't had a Republican president come to CPAC in his first term since Ronald Reagan came in 1981.
CPAC runs through Saturday night at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. grand jury has indicted five more people for Inauguration Day violence.
Black-clad anti-fascist protesters smashed storefronts and even hammered out the windows of a limousine, eventually launching rocks at police. Six officers were injured. 230 protesters arrested that day. On Tuesday, a D.C. grand jury charged five individuals. 209 other defendants were indicted on rioting charges earlier in the month.
Correspondent Mark Chase. The Army Corps of Engineers plans to close a Dakota Access Pipeline protest camp that's been in existence for more than 6 months. But today's deadline for remaining protesters to leave is not likely to be the end of on-the-ground opposition in North Dakota. Authorities are preparing for the possibility of large-scale arrests. A study published in Britain predicts that most people born in wealthy countries will live longer by the year 2030. But the study also estimates that Americans will still have one of the lowest life expectancies of any of the 35 developed countries they studied. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,743, the NASDAQ at 5,866. Sports, college basketball, Virginia Tech wins, George Mason loses. Hockey, the Caps are in Philadelphia tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, long lineup trying to get into Gainesville. The crash north on 29 Lee Highway should come up to Vint Hill Road. Just watching the fire truck getting ready to leave that left lane. But again, big delays 29 as you approach in the Buckland area. Beyond, once you do get up onto 66, you'll hit that volume as you push through the Manassas interchanges up toward Centerville. Had a minor crash there, was on the shoulder. No problems to report beyond Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway, a bit slow. Now for 395, our delays have linked up coming off the Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had two earlier incidents, 14th Street Bridge, which have been cleared. DC, 295 northbound as you come off of the Beltway. If you're coming around from Oxon Hill and you go north on 295 near the Naval Research Lab, that's where we have a crash. And that's why we're almost back to the Beltway with those slowdowns. Hey, Maryland on 270, you're good out of Frederick. Just a little bit of volume as you pass Urbana at 109. And then some of that volume delay now, Germantown toward Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be in the mid-60s, and if you think that's warm, even warmer tomorrow. Maybe some record warmth coming in. Clouds are in, a few showers this morning, chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65. Tonight, dense fog rolls in later, 52. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, then a mixture of clouds and sunshine. A very warm day at 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Herndon, 45 in Bethesda, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Technology. The warm winter is bringing early allergies and probably early cherry blossoms, too. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be talking to Maryland Delegate Dan Morum. He's got a piece of legislation that would create safe spaces for those who want to use illegal drugs. Actually, they would have medical monitoring for such a thing. We'll talk more about that legislation and what they hope to accomplish with it coming up at 8:05. We'll talk to Luke Rosiak for the Daily Caller, who's got an interesting story we've been trying to figure out a way to get into. We want you to hear the story of some IT people who were fired on Capitol Hill, and it's really raising some eyebrows. And at 8:35, Mark Krikorian will join us to talk about the issue of immigration. In fact, that's our topic right now. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
And joining us on the line is Andrew McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, author of Faithless Execution, The Building of the Political Case for an Obama Impeachment from 2014. Gee, that seems like so long ago.
It does, doesn't it?
He's also an expert on the issue of immigration. Good morning to you, Andrew. How are you?
Brian, Mary, how are you? Great to be with you.
So yesterday, the President of the United States, through his Department of Homeland Security, sent out some guidance on how they want to interpret our immigration laws. We have been very critical here on this program, and others have been as well, of the Obama administration's interpretation of the law and how they decided there were certain parts of the law they were not going to enforce. How has this executive order changed the way the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and ICE go about their job?
Well, it basically has said that the Obama effort from the executive branch to legislate new protections for illegal aliens has been wiped away, and that the law is now the law of the United States as it was before President Obama came to power. So had Trump not done a single other thing, effectively that memorandum could have been one line yesterday. Basically, the immigration law is the immigration law of the United States. And basically what that means is that prosecutors and agents have the same authorities and prosecutorial discretion that they had before the Obama administration, which simply means the laws that Congress has enacted govern.
In some cases, it involves people who were here illegally, have committed a crime, may have been convicted or may have been at least in the court system in some way, may have been charged, are now apparently more likely to be deported than others. Is that a fair assessment of what the new policy says?
Sure. I mean, you know, look, in every single area of the law, let's just put immigration on the side for a second just so people understand this. We never have ever even tried to prosecute every single narcotics offense that happens, right?
Right.
If five people sit around in a circle and pass a marijuana cigarette from one to the next, each passage of it technically violates the federal narcotics laws. But we never try to prosecute that. We always have a doctrine called prosecutorial discretion, which properly understood is a resource allocation doctrine, which means you have only so many resources. Now we have more because Trump says he's going to throw about 15,000 more federal agents at this problem. But you always have more crime than you have resources to prosecute it, and therefore you have to make priorities. So they have prioritized, you know, first people who are have been convicted of crimes, then people have been charged with crimes, then people who have committed actions that could be chargeable as crime, and it goes down that list. But basically what they're saying, this is the important difference from Obama. Obama contorted prosecutorial discretion to effective immunity for anybody who didn't fit into the categories that he was willing to prosecute. The Trump administration, by contrast, is saying, no, the law of the United States still governs. If we encounter you and you're an illegal alien in some kind of ordinary law enforcement operation, and it turns out that you don't have a right to be in the country, you're probably going to be deported. But in the meantime, these are our priorities for, you know, who we're going to look for in connection with deporting people.
Now, what about prosecuting on the other end? I'm seeing stories about how this crackdown, quote unquote crackdown, the sudden enforcement of the actual law is going to affect businesses. Now, these businesses are clearly breaking the law by hiring people who are here illegally. What about cracking down on that side of things and enforcing the law there? Whereas if you hire someone, you are breaking the law and there will be a price to be paid.
You know, Mary, I've always thought that this was the most important part of illegal immigration. That is to nullify the magnets for illegal immigration. And you probably wouldn't have to do a lot of enforcement on the aliens themselves if you crack down on the businesses that hire illegal aliens, and you crack down on state benefits that they're not entitled to, that they partake of nonetheless. You know, if you do those two things and people realize that they don't have an economic opportunity here necessarily and they can't sort of live off the fat of the land, then you have less people who come here. And if you have less who come, then there's a whole lot less work for the immigration agents to do in terms of, you know, going after people who are in the country illegally. So what you're saying is absolutely a priority and has to be a priority if you're going to have a situation where you do enforcement that reduces the illegal population from what it is now to something manageable, and then you can talk about, you know, amnesty or whatever else.
The Dreamers are apparently not going to be a target of DHS in this crackdown, but here's my question. The Dreamers are here. They're young people who maybe were born in this country or were brought to this country as young children, right? They come to this country, and they're not going to be deported, but what if, let's say, mom and dad have committed a crime and they become a target for the Department of Homeland Security for deportation?
Well, in that instance, I think that as long as they don't have a legislatively enacted basis to stay in the country, if you're going to talk about family unification as being one of our priorities in immigration, I'm sorry that has gotten so inflated. But if you have to deport the parents because the parents are, you know, guilty of crimes, and the children don't have a right to be here, and family unification is a priority, then you would send the whole family out.
So by and large, if they're just Dreamers and they haven't committed any crime, they're probably going to be left alone. But if their parents do get in legal trouble, it is possible they could be sent back as well.
It's possible, but I also think that we're starting at least to come to a consensus that if we do any legislation in this area, we don't want comprehensive legislation, but this is a category of people who are particularly sympathetic. I think Americans, by and large, don't want them deported. And as long as you tightly defined who a dreamer is, you know, we don't want one of these situations where somebody's like 47 years old and says, you know,
it's a child.
I'm a dreamer. But if you drew, you know, if you did a fair and honest definition, I think most people in the country don't want those people hassled.
All right. We're going to have to leave it right there. Andrew McCarthy, thank you very much. We'll pick up this conversation with Mark Krikorian coming up at 8:35. It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, and traffic is released. We like that. North on 29 Lee Highway pushing up toward Vint Hill Road. That was the scene of the earlier crash, and you know it if you're sitting in those delays. But like I said, traffic is now moving slowly to get you through. Once up onto 66 in Manassas to Centerville, slow at the tractor trailer on the shoulders, come up to 28 Centerville. Then through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, a little bit of volume. Accidents on the 14th Street Bridge, gone. Delays back almost near the Beltway. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back near Route 5. And then to go 295 northbound near the Naval Research Lab. Still watch for the activity. It should be to the shoulder now from that earlier crash. Top side of the Beltway, no drama. Just the volume heading around from College Park to Silver Spring. And 270, actually doing pretty well here through Urbana and Clarksburg. Heaviest stretch starts in Germantown, then Gaithersburg into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
And today, it's going to be an overcast day. There might be a rain shower here or there with a high about 65. Tonight, we're going to go down to 52 degrees, but tomorrow, 74 beautiful, wonderful degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 716. It is 47 degrees.
Here's an interesting story. You know, this Tourette's thing, if you have Tourette's, it can be a real problem. Because remember the story of the guy who had Tourette's, and he would go to the airport and his Tourette's would kick in, and he kept saying an inappropriate word?
With all the stuff in the news about the Boston bombings and stuff, I started taking Bomb. Because that, when I get nervous, and anything on my mind will come out. So, and the things you're not supposed to say.
A poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he couldn't help himself. He would just, it would blurt out at the most inappropriate moment. Well, there's an interesting story. I did not know this about this. There's a local reporter on Channel 9 named Nikki Burdine. And she revealed that she has a case of Tourette's syndrome. I did not know that there was a local anchor who had Tourette's. I don't know. It's not all. It's not always exhibited
in a vocal
tic. It can be something else.
Yes.
And so she has taken up this cause. She's revealed this fact on the air. And she has taken up a cause. Here is Nikki Burdine telling the story of how she revealed she has Tourette's syndrome. And she made friends with a local boy who also has some iteration of Tourette's.
For Connor Cananico, his quirk is Tourette's syndrome. It's also mine.
So Connor and I have something in common. It's called Tourette's syndrome. And most of you probably don't know what that is, but Connor and I do, don't we? Tourette's syndrome is a disability, and it causes you to have involuntary tics. And they're different in everyone. So sometimes you do weird things, right, Connor? I blink a lot.
Connor's mom reached out to me after a story I did about my diagnosis with Tourette's syndrome. He was being bullied at school for his tics and having a hard time explaining to his classmates why he did these strange things.
He would say, "Hey, Connor, stop doing that. You're annoying."
Yeah, so apparently she has a blinking thing, and this is sort of the same thing this young boy had. And so she has taken up a friendship and has begun, you know, they've become very close sort of pen pals.
That's nice.
I think it's very sweet.
Very sweet.
And let me say to Nikki, who I do not know, she came onto the local scene much after I left the local scene, the local news scene over at Channel 5, but she came on later. But that's a brave thing. To choose a career where you are on camera and you are before the people and you know you have this thing and you have to overcome it and you have to work through it. I'm very impressed by that.
I agree.
It's a great story.
And there is that stereotype of what Tourette's is that you're going to just yell out, you know, inappropriate words and that kind of thing.
Remember that movie, Bruce Almighty? There was one scene where an anchorman sort of was given a case of Tourette's.
And that's
actually, this is the way I feel at 5 o'clock in the morning Sundays. All right, enough.
But that's the stereotype of what Tourette's is. But I was watching. All right, I'm not proud of this, but there was a show on TV. I married, you know, the green card marriage thing.
I
forget what it was called, and I didn't really get into it. But this woman married this guy from Israel. And she was really nervous about meeting his family because she had Tourette's. I didn't get it. I didn't see it at all. She didn't say anything inappropriate or anything. But every now and then she'd get nervous, she would blink.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. But if you didn't know, if she hadn't told you that she had Tourette's, you would never have noticed it until once she told you and she had said she was nervous about it, then you notice it.
See, I think it's a brave thing for a person who is before the camera,
yes,
in the community's eye, to say, I have this disability. And yep. And because I have it, maybe hers is a very mild case of it, but she has nonetheless. I want to educate you about this. I love that. I think it's a great thing for a local reporter to do. So I want to actually see if I can get Nikki Burdette to come on the show sometime and talk about this, because I think it's a wonderful thing when you actually say, look, I have this weakness. You're being very vulnerable as a human being to share your weakness with the world with the idea that you're going to have better understanding of it. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's a lovely gesture on her part.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if this story hadn't come out about this boy, if she would have shared it.
No, she apparently shared it.
I don't know which came first, though.
She apparently shared it some time ago, they created this
good
friendship afterwards. So, yeah, hats off, and a big old Mornings on the Mall salute to Nikki Burdette over at Channel 9 for, number one, reaching out to this kid, but number two, sharing some personal story like that.
And stop bullying Connor. But that's bullying, not what we were talking about before.
Yeah, right.
That is bullying. So stop bullying Connor.
722 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and much like myself, most of us will need reading glasses at some point. I've been wearing glasses for distance and for reading for years, and I decided it was time to look into LASIK. I had all the usual fears and thoughts about this before I scheduled my consultation with Dr. Witten at Witten Laser Eye. I was so impressed with Dr. Witten and his staff that after learning more about the different procedures, well, I scheduled my own procedure. Schedule your reading vision consultation today. Visit WittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
And it is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, some of our tough spots this morning. Virginia 95 southbound has come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. That's where we have a crash in the left lane. So if you're coming south off the Beltway, you have a little bit of extra volume, but stick with it. Once you get past 286 Fairfax County Parkway southbound, you're good to go. Now northbound, have a crash just reported before you get to the Occoquan. Volume in Lorton and Newington. 395 with travel lanes currently open on the 14th Street Bridge. Let's hope it stays that way. We had two separate incidents this morning gone. Very slow for 395. Most of the way back at Edsel Road. I'm seeing a little bit of a break in through Shirlington, but then you're on the slowdowns again. Westbound side of the freeway, heavy coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, heading toward the Case Bridge. But DDOT crews tell me not working anything on the freeway. They are working or were working the crash. 295 north near the Naval Research Search Lab. That activity should be to the shoulder. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you thought yesterday was warm, even milder air coming in today, overcast with a few showers possible. Certainly not a washout, all the way up to 65, even warmer tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 726 and 47 degrees.
The blossoms on the trees stir up the honeybees. Spring makes my feet rise.
You know, this weather we've been having, it's amazing. We're talking about temperatures on this Friday will be 75 degrees. Saturday, they're talking about in the low 70s. Last weekend, temperatures were just incredibly lovely here in the nation's capital. And that means that spring seems to be coming a little early. I don't want to jinx it, but it does seem that spring, that the groundhog was completely wrong, at least in our area, that spring seems to be coming. I mean, the croci are emerging.
The croci?
The croci, that's the plural of crocuses.
As opposed to crocuses?
Yeah, it's croci. I'm making that up. I don't even know.
No,
but the
really?
Daffodils and the tulips are starting to emerge.
Yeah, I've seen.
So there's
yeah.
that. And you've got the forsythia, which is in bloom in some areas. Tree pollen has already started to show up on the charts, especially the junipers, the cedars, those kind of trees are starting to emit their pollen. And the question comes, what about the cherry blossoms here in Washington, D.C.? Oh, there's nothing greater than the cherry blossom season. We all want to know, when are the cherry blossoms going to pop? You know, cherry blossoms, they hit the peak. That's the thing you want. What is the peak going to be? Average, the peak is April 4th.
Okay.
If you average out all of the years since 1920, when they've been doing this, April 4th is the day. But in the last few years, it's been coming earlier and earlier. In 1990, it happened on the 15th of March. And people are wondering, are we going to have another early year so that all the blossoms are gone when the cherry blossom season is actually here?
Well, maybe they have to move the season. The season needs to be mobile.
I think we need to move the season up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a 7:28 on WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For the record, crocuses or croci are accepted. Either one
good
is acceptable.
You are a font of information.
I wasn't wrong. Either way would have been fine. Hey, listen, coming up in just a moment, millennials say that they are a narcissistic generation. Many people agree. Why is that? We'll take your calls. 888-630-9625. Right now, 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A young boy is dead after a house fire last night in Lorton. Four adults were also injured in that fire on Arcade Street that fire officials think started in the garage. It's not clear yet what caused the fire. A federal appeals court says assault rifles are weapons of war and has upheld Maryland's ban on 45 assault weapons. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond says those weapons, quote, are not protected by the Second Amendment. Maryland passed a sweeping gun control measure after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. A federal appeals court has upheld a Virginia law allowing only federal, statewide, and General Assembly candidates to be identified by party affiliation on the ballot. The Powhatan County Republican Committee had challenged the law, arguing that it was unfair that candidates for local offices can't be identified on the ballot as Republicans or Democrats. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill that would have restricted funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. McAuliffe vetoed the same measure last year. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visit Mexico City today for talks with the Mexican president on border security and trade. This a day after DHS issued new guidelines for dealing with illegal immigrants in this country.
Immigration officers are now going to have much broader discretion to decide who to round up in the first instance. So practically speaking here, if agents go on a raid to find a criminal undocumented immigrant, anyone else who happens to be with that person at the same time and who is also in the U.S. unlawfully may now also be deported.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. And Bao Bao is now safely in China. The plane carrying the 3-year-old giant panda landed in Chengdu a short time ago after a 16-hour flight from the U.S. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,743, the Nasdaq at 5866. Sports, college basketball, a win for Virginia Tech, a loss for George Mason. NHL, the Caps take on the Flyers in Philadelphia tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax. And you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know.
I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's go around the Beltway, Maryland from St. Barnabas Road. Actually, the delays are before St. Barnabas Road now, almost back to 5. Wilson Bridge backups, then 295 northbound near the Naval Research Lab. Crash, you'll find that on the shoulder, but we're still checking it out. Slowing across the 11th Street Bridge as you come off of 295. Had a stalled car reported just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, for the Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and Laurel southbound. That's our heaviest stretch outside the Beltway. And then inside the Beltway, we're doing much better. Incidents near 410 gone. I'm not seeing the backups until you get just past 202. And then that takes you onto New York Avenue, or if you're continuing onto Kenilworth Avenue. George Washington Parkway southbound. As you approach and pass 123 and near the overlooks, just the heavy volume there. Virginia, 66 east, had the broken down or tractor trailer incident was on the shoulder as you head through Manassas and into Centerville, causing big delay still. And north on 29 Lee Highway at Vint Hill Road, that crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year. This morning, this afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Springfield, 45 in Germantown, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:05. I think it's going to be a fascinating discussion. Maryland Delegate Dan Morum is going to be here, and he's got a piece of legislation that will create safe spaces for those who use things like heroin and other illegal drugs, and he wants to set them up all over the state. What's that all about? Also at 8:35, Mark Krikorian to talk about immigration issues, of which there are many facets to that diamond right now. It's all coming up in the next hour here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
Known as Generation Y, this group of young adults was born between 1982 and 2000. Gary.
Who are millennials?
That's right.
Yes, who are the millennials? And there's something very unique about millennials. They are very self-aware. And when polled, when they took part in a poll done by Case Western Reserve University, they admitted that they are phenomenally narcissistic as a generation.
Really? I would never have guessed that.
At least they're self-aware, and acknowledging you have a problem is the first step out of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they asked their grandparents as well, their grandparents' generation, who was the most narcissistic, which generation was the most narcissistic, and look at that. They finally agree on something. The oldsters and the youngsters are like, yeah, the youngsters are the most narcissistic generation out there. And I thought this was interesting. Why? Why are they the most narcissistic generation out there? I think there is some looking in the mirror that needs to be done. 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL is the number. Why are millennials the most narcissistic generation out there? And I think you got to look at their parents. I do not have children, in the interest of full disclosure, but I know how I was raised, and I know what my parents gave me and did not give me. And I've come to learn that the hardest thing to do as a parent is to tell your child no.
Mm.
Apparently, this generation of parents just don't want to tell their children no, and so we have a generation that is used to getting whatever they want. We also have a generation that everybody got a trophy. There was no such thing as disappointment. Mm-hmm. So now they bought the hype. They bought the rhetoric that you're special and you're wonderful and you're the best. And now they all think they're the best, yeah. Which I'm not quite sure how that shakes out in the real world.
I'm so glad that you brought this topic up because I have some very strong feelings about this. And I think if you look at the millennials and you say, well, they're very self-centered, they're very narcissistic, they're still living in their parents' basement, many of them, you know, and they're not accomplishing anything, and they don't like to go to work because, well, the bosses make them do things they don't want to do. And I mean, what is wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. You are what's wrong with it. You raised them. And you raised them in a way in which they didn't come to understand that there's not somebody standing over their shoulder every minute of the day to fix things when they go wrong.
Right.
They, you know, we talk about helicopter parents. I'm told that now there's a whole nother, in education circles, there's a whole nother term that they call them. They call them the lawnmower parents. See, the helicopter...
I've never heard that.
Yeah, the helicopter parents hover over the kids.
Right.
And if something goes wrong, they just jump in, swoop in, and fix it, right? The lawnmower parents are out in front of the kids clearing the way for them to go through life that there are no bumps in the road for them. And so this is what is wrong, is we need to let kids on occasion, and it's the hardest thing to do. As a parent, I will tell you, it's the hardest thing to do, to say, I see that my child is about to fail. I need them to fail and understand that not everything is easy.
Right.
Not everything gets fixed.
Yep.
Mom and dad don't step in and do things for them. And you don't want to see them go through that. And the instinct is to step in and say, oh, I need to fix this before you make a big mistake.
Right, before you hurt yourself, yeah.
And you don't. I mean, I don't want a kid to get hurt, of course, but I mean, obviously, it's not. I'm not talking physical. I'm talking about things that happen in life that don't go perfectly. And you need to let them understand that if you don't study, you know, and you flunk a test, that's on you.
Right. You know, mom and dad can't go in and make it better for you.
And the second thing I feel, and I'm very passionate about this.
Obviously.
I don't think we make kids work anymore.
No.
I this first came to my attention when I was raising my daughter and I occasionally needed a sitter. And there were no kids in our neighborhood in Montgomery County that you could get reliably to come and sit with your child if you needed to get out of the house for a few minutes. You couldn't find them. Well, we don't like to make her work because, you know, Saturday is movie night and they go out with their friends to the movies. And, you know, Friday night, well, you know, they have a game and, you know, their after school activities and she plays soccer and we just like to give her a day off. So they don't want their kids to work and they don't make their kids work.
Nope.
The one thing that I know in my own life is that, you know, that gave me, if I have any success at all in life, it's been that my dad and my mom made me understand what it was to earn a dollar. And I think we do not make our kids do that anymore. And I really think that's a huge mistake. But what do you think? The phone lines are open.
What I notice is my friends who have children who are raising millennials, two things. First of all, I think the reason we have a generation that is having such a hard time accepting that Hillary Clinton lost is because they'd never lost anything. They've never lost anything in their whole lives. Everything they've wanted, they've always gotten, or mom and dad have fixed it for them. So that's number one. But number two, my friends who will say exactly what you're saying, I'm like, well, do your kids work? Oh, well, no, because they have whatever. So they know that it's a problem. Mm. They know that their children should work or their children A, B, but yet they do the same thing.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Dr. Rick in Silver Spring.
Yay, Dr. Rick.
Start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary this morning.
Brian, you are hitting the nail right on the head. It is the opposite of resilience training, which is what we in the mental health profession are supposed to try to do to help people be more resilient. I know you hear lots of stories about this, but my parents were working class poor. I'm the first one to graduate college. I had to pay for half of my tuition at Calvert Hall. Mm. That helped shape me. Same with my brothers. Gives your work ethic. When you're given everything, when you're not allowed to be able to suffer through things so that you learn how to deal with adversity and you're given everything, like Mary said, this is what you have happen. And basically you have a lot of adults who have, you know, temper tantrums and don't know how to deal with life.
Yep. Absolutely.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Dr. Rick. It's always good to know that I got something right. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, but here's the question. Your daughter's not of working age yet. When she turns 16, is she going to get a job?
If I have anything to say about it.
See, there
we go. In my situation, sometimes I don't have anything to say about it. 744 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
If you're really serious about home security, you want the Ackerman Security protecting your home, your family, and your important stuff. Listen, you think the break-ins can't happen to you? They can happen to you. Make sure you're protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring. Best of all, it's about half the cost of the other guys. They have a guaranteed response time. And actually, that's really what matters when you have a security monitoring service. How quickly do they check in on you when something is going wrong? Switching to Ackerman is easy. It costs nothing. You can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. Ackerman has a free in-home security analysis. They'll tell you what you need. And if you want to spend just a few dollars more, you can get all of the latest technology, all the bells and whistles, video at what's going on around your house when you're not there, smart door locks, thermostats, all from the touch of a button on your smartphone. Phone, tablet, or laptop. Get protected. Here's a limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now, and you'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online with AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, Jamie.
We'll start with the rails. Metro Rail no longer single tracking those red line trains, but you know, whenever they do, it takes a while to clear it. So red line trains no longer single tracking near Grosvenor. They had a medical emergency that crews were dealing with. Now, 66 eastbound, dealing with this tractor trailer. Seems like most of the rush hour, it's been on the shoulder right at the exit for 28 Centerville, but now the heavy duty wreck also there on the shoulder, and a lot to check out. So most of the way, we're really delays before you get to 234, the first Manassas, off and on into Centerville. Getting up 266, the struggle had been because of the crash on 29 at Bent Hill Road, but that's been cleared, just about cleared out with those delays. Heads up in the southbound direction of 95 for an unusual backup. South of the Beltway, as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway, still have the crash in the right lane. Puts a little bit of extra pressure, too, on the Fairfax County Parkway toward 95, if you're wondering what's going on there. Northbound 95 at the Occoquan, or before you get there, before 123 for the crash clearing. And let's get you through town on 295 with travel lanes now open between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. The volume as you come out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast is in, and on this hump day, a lot of clouds around. May see a few showers this morning across the Beltway and areas south especially. And a slight chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65 degrees. Tonight, only 52. Fog late. Fog tomorrow morning, then intervals of clouds and sunshine. A southwest breeze, even milder in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And at 7:47, it is 48 degrees in the nation's capital.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, so what's wrong with millennials? I am Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson, 888-630-9625. Now, millennials have admitted in a survey that was done.
Yep.
They asked grandparents' generation, the baby boomers, and they asked millennials, which generation is the most narcissistic? And overwhelmingly, everyone agrees it's millennials.
Even the millennials agree.
Even the millennials agree, but they don't like to be called narcissistic because that's kind of offensive and you know, that hurts their feelings.
And you don't get a ribbon for being narcissistic, right?
And but they admit it. They at least admit that they are. And I think that the parents, I agree with Brian that it has to be laid squarely on the parents. Let's go to Tammy in Damascus. Tammy's a teacher. Oh, you got to deal with this every day. Hi, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. Good morning.
Hi. Substitute. Just a sub. Mm-hmm. some of the schools have so many positive reinforcement programs. It is so over the top. You get points. The kids can get points if they behave themselves at lunch and recess. They get more points if they behave themselves in specials, which is media, PE, music, art, that kind of thing. Some teachers have their classrooms set up where they have tables and they can get table points.
Oh my God. They can
get individual points or high flyer awards. Now, and I definitely think that's over the top. I stopped doing a lot of that in the class that I'm teaching right now.
And you know what happens here, and this is very important, is that, you know, when they get to be adults and they go to the first job and they find out that...
There's no points just for showing up.
Your salary is your reward.
Right.
You know, and they... Well, they didn't seem to appreciate what I did for them. That's because it was your job. And they don't get that.
It's very true.
They're expecting a little blue ribbon every time they do their job.
Well, the next time you're frustrated at a millennial, look in the mirror.
That's right. It may be your fault. 6:50 on WMAL.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now, and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and for over a year now, you've heard Chris Plant rave about my office. Now, it's time to see for yourself. An unsightly smile or poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating throughout your entire body. With 25 years' experience, I could change it all in just one or two visits with Sedation Dentistry. Whatever your needs are, and without passing judgment, I can create the incredible results you want that you deserve to last for years. Don't put it off any longer. Start the new year by getting your mouth healthy and looking great again. And if you're one of the first 25 callers, your exam and x-rays are free. Yes, free. That's a value of $375. So join the hundreds of others who've made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or visit me on the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It is 7:53. Would you like to know how your money is doing? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk to Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. This is John Lesher. Landon just got called away at the last moment.
Oh, you made a liar out of me.
Well, not really. But here's what's happening today. The Federal Reserve will release the minutes from its January policy meeting today. Traders will be looking for clues about the Fed's plans to hike interest rates again as soon as its next meeting in March. The futures are falling this morning as a run of records is interrupted by a drop in the price of oil. Dish Network is turning in mixed results. Toll Brothers says its fourth quarter profit fell nearly 4%, was hurt by lower average selling prices for its luxury homes. Mortgage applications for last week will be out today. President Trump's Manufacturing Council is expected to come back with a series of steps to stimulate the economy either today or tomorrow. And the Atlantic Council hosts a discussion on U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade ties. It'll try to answer the question, what's the way forward? forward. I'm Jen Lesh, your CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Divorce is never easy. Trust me, I've been there. Hi, this is pro football legend Barry Sanders for Cordell and Cordell. I know firsthand the effects a divorce can have on your family, your children, and your finances. So do the attorneys of domestic litigation firm Cordell and Cordell. As advisors and advocates for men facing divorce, they work to help dads maximize their role in their children's lives. I've met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys and their clients. I've heard these guys' stories, know their sacrifices. I've seen their attorneys' passion and resolve not to let a broken marriage force dads out of their kids' lives. Don't let divorce take away any more than it has to. Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you around the Beltway, Maryland, topside. Standard, pretty usual delays here from 95 to George Avenue. Haven't had any major problems along the way to the Wilson Bridge. You're back near Route 5, so just a long haul. Maryland heading toward the bridge span into Virginia. If you're extending on the 295 northbound near the Naval Research Lab, that crash had been cleared to the shoulder. New York Avenue inbound. It's like a report of a crash. It's going to be after Bladensburg Road is where I'm looking at these delays. So inbound New York Avenue heads up in on 50 before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue and Chevrolet for the crash. And as we head on 66, it looks like the tractor trailer situation gone. Eastbound as you come up to 28 Centerville. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5100. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year. This morning, this afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And at 7:56, we're at 48 degrees in the nation's capital.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rugs stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives. It saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes.
But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Well, coming up on WMAL, there is a piece of legislation in the state of Maryland that would provide safe spaces for those who want to use illegal drugs and have medical monitoring while they're doing it. Is this a good idea? We'll talk to the man who is proposing that legislation. We'll also talk about immigration issues coming up at 8:35 with Mark Krikorian. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.